Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and in today's edition of News Watch, we're going to be talking about that bombing that took place in Boston a couple of months ago with those two terrorist brothers from Chechnya. And the title of our article today is Boston Bombing Suspect Hit with Criminal Charges. So they're charging this guy with the crime of setting off those bombs and killing those, three people initially, and then later a police officer died when chasing after them. So that's pretty terrible. And so hopefully they'll throw the book at him and execute him and torture him and do all sorts of nasty stuff to him.
He hurt a lot of people. He not only was responsible for killing four people with his brother, they injured so many folks. A lot of people had to have their legs and arms amputated, which means cut off. So they really caused a lot of damage and destruction. So let's talk about that as well as something fun. We're telling you today about a study where they've determined that if you're really tired, you've been working really hard, if you get up and take a walk through the park, it's going to help you quite a bit. It's not the same as taking a walk, say, on a busy road. You have to go to a park. That's very important in order for you to get some more energy back. So we're going to talk about that, too.
So let's get to it. Let's talk about the Boston bombing suspects and taking a walk through the park, trying to fight brain fatigue. Let's do that right now. Let's read today's lesson one time. Boston bombing suspect hit with criminal charges. On April 15th, two brothers of Chechen descent carried out one of the worst terrorist attacks in American history when they set off two bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. The blast killed three people and wounded an additional 282. After several days, police tracked down the siblings, killing the elder one and capturing the younger one, 19-year-old Jokar Tsarnaev. Jokar was shot and in serious condition before his arrest. When he became conscious, prosecutors charged him with several criminal counts, including conspiring and using a weapon of mass destruction, a charge which could result in him receiving the death penalty. Investigators have solid video proof of the brothers in action at the marathon and feel that their case is airtight. Despite some pressure to try Jokar in a military court, it was decided that he would face trial in U.S. civilian court because he recently became a U.S. citizen. Easing brain fatigue with a walk in the park. Every day at work and school, we put our brains through a lot of stress. Over time, this can lead to a condition called brain fatigue. When our minds are tired, we often forget things, become easily distracted, and tend to make more mistakes. In a recent study, Scottish researchers have discovered that walking through a nice green park can help us focus our minds and get back on track. In the study, researchers attached electrodes to the participants' heads and sent them on a walk. They were then asked to take three different routes through a historic shopping district, a park, and a busy urban area. The brainwave data collected showed that people experienced more frustration and stimulation when navigating crowded streets. In green spaces, however, people's minds were calmer and quieter. So the next time you're feeling under the gun, get out of the office and head to the nearest garden or park to clear your head.
Okay, everybody, let's look at the first news story. Boston bombing suspect hit with criminal charges. If you're a suspect in some sort of criminal situation, it means people think you're guilty. They've accused you of doing something illegal. So he's a suspect. He hasn't been convicted yet because he hasn't been to court. But they think he's guilty, so they've hit him with criminal charges. If you're suspected of doing something, you're arrested and you're charged with something. A criminal charge would be he's charged with murder, he's charged with robbery, he's been charged with assault. There are different things you're accused of committing that are illegal.
So he's a suspect here. They think he did it, but they haven't really totally proven it yet. They still need to go to court and present the evidence. And back on April 15th, the brothers of Chechen descent carried out one of the worst terrorist attacks in American history. Now, of course, these guys are from Chechnya, and they are of Chechen descent. If you have descent, that means that's where your ancestors came from. I guess I could say I have American descent or Dutch descent or Scottish descent. I think your ancestry is German, right?
German and British, English, yeah. Well, they carried out one of the worst terrorist attacks in U.S. history. To carry out is a verb phrase we use to do and complete something. You can carry out a plan to become a doctor, you know, go to school, get the training. You can carry out a survey. You can carry out an investigation. You can carry out some research. Well, unfortunately, they carried out a terrorist attack. A terrorist is a person who uses violence to frighten people in an area. They're trying to achieve some political or religious goal. In their case, these two brothers were Islamist extremists, and they felt like the U.S. shouldn't be in the Middle East, you know, in countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. So to get back at us, they decided to hurt Americans.
Exactly. So these are terrorists, and of course these are one of the worst. They're not the worst, of course. I think 9/11 was the worst one.
Sure.
And of course, when you explode a bomb, you set it off. So here, to set off means you begin something, begin the action of something, to set off in a race, for example, to set off on your journey. In this case, they set off these two bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, which is one of the world's most famous marathons. Of course, marathons take place all over the world. I think there's even a Taipei marathon here. And yeah, it was right near the finish line. You'll hear English people say finishing line with an ING there. It's the same thing. It's just the line where the race ends.
And a marathon is a race that people run that's about 26 miles, or if you're into kilometers, which we are here, it's 42 kilometers long. It's a tough race. There's no way I'd ever do a marathon. Well, the blast, the bombs exploding, killed three people and wounded an additional 282. I mentioned in the earlier part of our program, these guys are responsible for killing four people, not just three. The bomb killed three people, and later on, the younger brother and the older brother shot and killed a policeman.
Right, and that was kind of terrible because one of the victims was a young boy and a young woman and also a young lady from China too.
Yeah,
so that's pretty terrible that these women and children got killed. Those are the worst ones you want to have killed, the women and children. But the cop also died, too. That's terrible. So four people died, and an additional 282 people were wounded. So additional means this is something we're adding on to it. An additional 282 people were wounded or injured.
Well, after several days, the police tracked down the siblings. If you track someone down, or even an animal, you can track an animal down. It means you follow them, you're trying to find them, you look at evidence and kind of follow their footsteps to see where they went. And a sibling can be either a brother or a sister. So after they released pictures of the suspects, we realized that they were related. They were actually brothers. One was older and one was younger.
Right, and so the police and other people involved in this tracked them down like they were hunting animals, and they found them. I guess they found the younger one inside a boat, of all things. The older one got killed. I guess, which one ran over the other one? I can't remember.
The younger brother got back into the car while the police were trying to handcuff the older brother in the middle of the street and ran over him, his own brother. He was trying to get the police to back away from his brother, but instead he hit his brother and drug the body for a while. That actually killed him.
Ooh, I thought maybe he was killing his brother so he wouldn't reveal any
secrets. He was trying to get the police to get away from his brother so he could rescue him, but I think he just got too excited.
And that backfired. He wanted to get the police to go away, but instead he ended up killing his brother. I bet he feels guilty about that. Well, later on, the younger one was captured, and the younger one's name is Jokar Tsarnaev, 19-year-old Jokar Tsarnaev. So that gives us the information that he's quite young here, only 19 years old, just starting college.
Smart kid, though. He was studying to be an engineer. at a very good school.
Somehow he went wrong.
He was shot, and if you're in serious condition, it means they're really watching you carefully in the hospital. You're not in critical condition. That's worse. But he was shot in the neck and I think the leg, several places. When he became conscious and was able to talk, they charged him with several criminal counts. If you're conscious, it means you're awake. You're able to understand what's happening around you. When they first found him and captured him in the boat, he had lost a lot of blood, so he was unconscious for a while.
That's the opposite of conscious. So he was conscious, and then that's when the prosecutors charged him with several counts. Prosecutors are, of course, people who are trying to convict somebody to make them go to jail. The opposite would be the defense attorney, right?
Mm-hmm.
So prosecutor is somebody who's trying to get the person convicted, and they charged him with several criminal counts. A count is like an accusation of a crime or simply breaking a law. And, of course, these counts are too numerous for us to mention right now. I think we'll come back to them after we take a break here. So let the Chinese teacher take over for a couple of seconds.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第五单元。第一个就是波士顿的爆炸案。好，这个嫌犯呢，接受了刑事审判。我们先看到这一段开头的地方，说到时间是4月15号。那当时呢，大家都知道是两位车臣后裔的兄弟犯下这一场案子的。我们先看到这个片语 carried out。carry out 可以放在什么样的名词前呢？它可以接 a plan, 可以接 a mission, an investigation, an order, 来表示啊，你是执行某一个计划。他们两个在这边当然是指他们犯法，他犯下这个罪行，这是一个恐怖攻击事件，而且在美国历史上来说是最严重的恐怖攻击事件之一。当时他们在这个马拉松的终点线的时候引爆了两枚炸弹，当然大家都知道事件里面有很多人死亡跟受伤。不过这一对兄弟呢，最后被警方追捕到了。我们看到追捕这边用到一个动词片语 track down, track down the siblings, 追捕到这一对兄弟。 sibling 其实可以指兄弟姐妹，当然这边两个是哥哥跟弟弟。后来其中你知道哥哥呢其实是遭到击毙，而弟弟呢是遭到了逮捕。那谈到呢，弟弟其实他在被捕之前就受伤，那当时他用什么罪名被起诉呢？这里有几个比较专业的跟法律有关的用字。首先我们先看到起诉他的这个是检察官，检察官这个字是 prosecutor。然后他又提到了，诶，他呢被控几项罪行，用到了一个字 count。 count 这个当名词指的是被控的罪状，当然罪状可以判他死刑。好，死刑就是 death penalty。
We'll be right back right after Tom rests up for a while。
Oh, I feel so new right now after that break. Thank you for taking over, our Chinese teacher there. You gave me a chance to get a little shut-eye there, but we're now up and at 'em, ready to go again. Let's get back to this criminal case here. We've got the prosecutors, and they captured the young Joe Carr. He became conscious, and then they charged him with several criminal counts, including conspiring and using a weapon of mass destruction. If you conspire, that means you work together with somebody else to commit some kind of crime. Conspiracy also is a related term. And a weapon of mass destruction, of course, is something other than just a gun or a knife or something. This is a weapon that's designed to kill more than one person. So we're talking about a bomb here. Destruction, of course, is the noun form of the verb to destroy, to totally obliterate things, to wreck them.
Mm-hmm. Well, these charges could result in him receiving the death penalty. If something results in something else, it means it causes that to happen or produces that. So if he's convicted and they say you are guilty, he might receive the death penalty, which is a punishment given by a court of law for very serious crimes, usually for murdering other people.
Right, that's the result here, and the death penalty, of course, as you said, could be done in various forms. You could be shot, you could be given a shot, an injection, for example, you could be hanged. The French used to use a guillotine where they'd chop your head off, but they don't do that anymore. Most people are given the injection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although in Taiwan, I think they use the firing squad.
Wow.
I'm not sure about that.
That's scary.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But in any case, investigators have solid video proof of the brothers in action at the marathon and feel that their case is airtight. An investigator is a person who is investigating a crime. A crime has been committed. So these people are investigating it. If you've ever seen CSI Miami or New York or Las Vegas, all those characters on this program, or at least most of them, are investigators. They're gathering information to solve crimes.
They say they have solid video proof of the brothers in action. If it's solid, it means you're able to really depend on it, trust it. It's going to provide what they need. So it's very good evidence that they are guilty because you can see them dropping bags and walking away from them before they go off. And they also look very casual when the bombs explode, as opposed to people around them who are all running. They're just kind of looking around, so they look guilty too. Well, there's some pressure to try them in a military court, even though prosecutors feel like their case is airtight. If it's airtight, it's really, really strong. They feel it's going to be effective. They don't feel that these guys, this kid at least, is going to get off. There's some pressure to try him in a military court. But Jokar is actually a U.S. citizen, and he became a citizen in 2012 on September 11th. I think he did that on purpose, Tom.
Oh, wow. That's too much of a coincidence there.
Yeah.
So I suppose if someone commits a crime in the United States and they're not citizens of the U.S., then they will be tried in a military court.
Possibly.
Whereas if they are U.S. citizens, then it should be a civilian court. Civilian, of course, means regular people as opposed to people in the army.
Uh-huh. That's exactly it. Now, let's go on to some more pleasant news. We're going to try to ease brain fatigue. If you ease something, it's not as strong. You want to ease your workload, lighten it a little bit. So we're trying to reduce our brain fatigue. Fatigue is a word that just means you're really, really tired. It's the state of being extremely tired or weary. And how do you do that? You take a walk in the park.
Okay, so every day at work and school, we put our brains through a lot of stress. We have a lot of pressure at school to do well on tests and to perform on the job so we don't get fired. And over time, this can lead to a condition called brain fatigue. I think most of the people in Taiwan are very familiar, not with this term necessarily, but with this feeling of feeling like you're just totally exhausted studying for those tests and competing with all your coworkers at the office and stuff like that. Your minds are tired, and when your mind is tired, we often forget things. We become easily distracted and tend to make more mistakes. If you're distracted, that means you're not focusing on what you're supposed to be focusing on. You're kind of dozing off, we say. You're thinking about other things. You're daydreaming, and that's a very dangerous situation.
It could be, especially if your job is a little bit risky or dangerous. Well, we've got some Scottish researchers who did a study, and they discovered that walking through a nice green park can help us focus our minds and get back on track. If you're on track, it means you're doing the things that you're expected to do. Things are going along the way you want them to. Think of a train. If it's off its tracks, it's not going to get to its destination. People are the same way. If you get distracted, you're not really being productive. You're not getting enough done. We all want to get back on track when we get off track.
Right. Okay. So that's what these Scottish researchers have discovered by doing some research. Although I think most of us probably know that's probably true anyway. Go for a walk after work in Da'an Park, for example, and you'll feel like a new man. But let's talk about this study. In the study, researchers attached electrodes to the participants' heads and sent them on a walk. Now, an electrode is a scientific instrument. It's designed to pick up waves of energy, in this case, brain waves, and then they take those waves and show them on a computer chart or something like that, indicating whether those waves are at what frequency or of what intensity.
Now, what they're doing is they're attaching these electrodes to the heads of people who are participating. To attach means to fasten or join one thing to another to connect them. If I send an email to Tom and I want to send him a document with my email, I want to attach the file. That's what I have to do first, and then I email it.
Sure, okay, and then I can get the attachment. And in this case, they have these electrodes attached to their heads, maybe with some tape or something like that. Hopefully they don't have to cut into the heads. I don't think I'd want to do that. But, of course, if you're taking part in a survey, you are a participant. A participant is somebody who participates or takes part in some kind of activity. You could be a participant in a wedding, for example, if you're, you know, the maid of honor or the groom or something like that, or the best man, I should say. And in any case, these people were taking part in the survey, probably university students getting a little money on the side to help pay for textbooks or whatever.
Now, after they attached the electrodes, they sent them out for a walk. Some people were sent to one place, another group was sent to another place, and a third group was sent to another place. So we've got three different routes. A route is a way to get from one place to another. You probably have different routes to get home from work, right? You don't always take the same road. They asked them to take different roads. One group of kids went through a historic shopping district. If it's historic, it's famous, or it's very important. Maybe it was important in history, or it still is important.
Like Ximending, probably.
Uh-huh.
That's a historic shopping district.
Or the other group was sent to a park. That's the group you want to be in.
Like Da'an Park.
Or another group was sent to a busy urban area. Urban means in the city, so there's a lot of noise and activity.
Probably down in front of Taipei train station or out there near Taipei 101. That would be some busy urban areas. Urban, of course, refers to things in a city. Now, the brainwave data collected showed that people experienced more frustration and stimulation when navigating crowded streets. That goes without saying. Frustration is referring to not being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Oh, why can't I do this? This is so frustrating. So, yes, if you're trying to walk through a busy shopping district and there are all these people there, people selling things on the street and stuff, that can cause frustration and lots of stimulation. Navigating is trying to find your way from point A to point B.
But if you're in a green space like a park, your mind is going to be calmer and quieter. You just feel more at peace. So the next time you're feeling under the gun, get out of the office and head to the nearest garden or park to clear your head. If you're feeling under the gun, it's a phrase we use to mean you're feeling a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. It's like someone's holding a gun at you and saying, do what I want or I'm going to kill you. So it's very stressful. So if you feel like that, get up out of your chair and go take a walk in a park.
And I would suggest keeping your smartphone away from your face. Try to listen to the birds and look at the flowers and the trees and stuff like that. It'll do you a world of good. It's time now to finish our lesson by listening once again to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续呢，再看这则新闻。调查人员他们有当时确切的影像证据，而且认为呢，一定可以打赢官司。说到了，一定可以打赢官司。这边呢，他用到了一个形容词。Airtight 原来是密封的，但是在这个法律事件来讲，说到 their case is airtight, 胜券在握。好，当然这后面又提到了，应该他就应该要接受军事法庭审判。不过后来因为他其实已经成为美国公民，所以最后他其实是在美国的 civilian court 里面受审，也就是普通的法庭里。好，我们看完第一则新闻，我们接下来看今天要说的第二则新闻。哎，这个就有趣了。他说，原来我们在公园散步还可以帮忙消除大脑的疲劳。哎，看看内容是什么。其实每一天工作，每天上课，当然我们有很多的压力。不过知道吗？这种压力会造成叫做 brain fatigue, 也就是大脑疲累这样子的状态。那一旦你疲累了，就会忘东忘西，然后会容易分心 distracted, 就是表示分心的。那所以说呢，现在有一个研究，它就是在苏格兰这边，他们研究员发现，原来我们要步入正轨，回到正常轨道，就去公园走走吧。好，回到正常的轨道， get back on track。这个其实呢，有时候在讲一个人，哎，好像突然之间走了岔路，然后回过头来，也是可以用 get back on the right track。好，我们看看下面 最后这边呢要继续告诉大家这个实验到底是怎么做的，为什么可以有这样的结果。好，他提到了这个研究人员呢，他把那种电极贴然后呢贴在参加实验的民众的头上，注意到这个片语哦， attach to,attach A to B, 这个 attach 就是粘着附着，也就是把这个东西贴在什么上头，所以这个片语要留意。那再来往下，下面说贴到这个电极贴之后，然后请这些人去走一段路。那他们呢有走三种不同的路线哦，有一段是走那种 historic shopping district, 也就是所谓的有历史悠久的这种商圈，那有一个呢是走公园，当然还有一个呢是走那种 busy urban area, 那也就是指都会区。好，然后呢他们收集到的这种电波资讯就发现说，只要在拥挤的街道，他会经历比较多的什么 frustration and stimulation。 frustration 就是挫折， stimulation 就是刺激。好，当然后面还有一个 navigate, navigate 原来是航行，当然他说航行在这种拥挤的街道上，意思就是说你在经历通过这些街道的时候。再来最后这里他发现的是，如果你是在公园比较充满绿意的地方，脑部就变得很镇定。因此最后的结论就是，如果你下次有觉得是Feeling under the gun, feeling under the gun, 在枪头之下，意思就是你觉得人压力很大的时候呢，他建议你不妨到公园到花园放空一下。好，提到 under the gun, 也许有一个片语你也可以顺便学，就是人身体如果觉得不舒服，我们会说 feeling under the weather。
That brings us to the end of our program. Thanks so much for joining us, and please join us again for another edition of English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.